I've had my frustrations with this council.
That's Charles Newman, who's represented the county's second district since his election in 2006.
There's six Democrats on there, including myself, and the minority, one Republican. Specifically, there's Jill Lash and Warren Henniger. And they'll vote with Vic Elson, the president, each time. I protested him being the president for the second year because he ran roughshod over the council last year. And those two people, they've got their own personal problems. Warren's old, and they just aren't willing to stand up and speak their own mind.
In fact, Newman nominated nearly everyone but Kelson when he stood for election.
Mr. President, as recommended by the Majority Caucus, I nominate Vic Kelson as Council President.
We'll open the floor for nominations. Are there any other nominations?
Yes, I will nominate Jill Lesh to be the President.
Charlie, I really appreciate the nomination, but my schedule just won't allow it.
Okay. Jeff McKim, are you willing?
I'm not.
Listen, you're at large. I'm sorry.
I am at large.
Okay, I would nominate Marty Hawk.
The second-term council member is clearly frustrated, but some past and present council members say it's Newman whose behavior is frustrating. Here's an exchange between Newman and Kelson from February of this year.
The departments can do in-house transfers within their 30s as they desire.
Yep, they would have before they issued the checks.
But we'll move along.
I was trying, as the liaison, to let the other council members know what had transpired here. And so to see where you can get this information. The Harris software, it's a transaction history report, and we can get that from the auditor's office right now. They run it off.
We'll move along.
We can do that for each. I'm not letting you shut me off on this. I'm not done talking, Vic Kelson. You administer the meeting, and I still have the
floor. We will continue our meeting.
You can screw yourself, Vic Kelson.
It's that dynamic which leads former County Council President Sophia Travis, who's quick to call Newman a friend, to also call his behavior inappropriate.
He's gone through some real personal stress with his wife serving as the auditor, and that really turned things upside down for a lot of people. It destroyed a lot of relationships. It's a tragic situation, and so I can't agree that how he's comporting himself is disappointing.
Some council members report Newman has even walked out of multiple council meetings, including a recent budget discussion.
I just committed enough time to it, and it was time for me to get up and get out of there. I don't care that the other people didn't leave, the other Republican, or the one other Republican, Marty Hawk. She stayed there, and I guess the other people stayed there.
Newman points to his own life experiences, including a 26-year stint in the Army, to explain what he calls his straightforward approach. Here's Newman admonishing County Commissioners President Pat Stofers.
You know as well as I do, Pat, it's exposed. You can't cover it up. All I ask.
There's no cover-up, Charlie.
You have to communicate much more succinctly. And you have a mission, you're given that mission, and then you identify the best way to accomplish that mission. And the saying in the military, in the Army, is mission first and people always. So obviously people come secondary, and a lot of civilians have a hard time accepting or understanding that.
But, Newman admits, sometimes that approach doesn't actually get the mission accomplished for his constituents, saying he's tried communicating until he's burned out.
I was elected by the people out in this District 2 to just be a representative citizen. That's all I ask for the other people on there to do. And if they truly believe in voting in a block with Vic Kelson is the right thing to do, then all well and good to them. They just aren't willing to stand up for what they even know is right. They just don't want to shake the boat.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Here's your chance, Warren. Do something substantial.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Despite being one of the six Democrats on the seven-member council, Newman has cast the only no tally in almost twice as many council votes this year as anyone else, including Marty Hawk, the body's lone Republican. This, Newman's second term, runs until 2010. Newman says he's looking for an apprentice whom he can groom to take his seat, but says he'll run for a third term if he can't find a suitable replacement. For WFIU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.